from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Let's hear from Terry Fontenot first, though. Terry Fontenot talking about cutting the roster down to 53.
So we probably, I would say about a week and a half ago, me and Raheem sat down and we moved the magnets around on the board and we move around the digital board and we go through and we say, okay, gun to our head today, this is where we would be. Because you have to kind of go to the 48 and who the 48 you need up to beat Pittsburgh, and you kind of work backwards. Yeah. And you start working through all the different scenarios. And the other factors, like we were talking about earlier, there's 31 other rosters that we're studying right now. And Kyle Smith and Ryan Pace and the whole crew is back at the office right now and they're grinding through that. So there are going to be some guys that we're excited about possibly on other teams. And so there's those variables in there.
That board is so cool. That board, I got to see one once. I was upstairs doing something and walked in on the coach's meeting room. And it's like, it's like the size of this wall, Andy.
Yeah.
And it's just positions and names.
It's your team,
yes.
All the other teams.
Yes. It's crazy.
Potential practice,
yes.
Squad
it's,
guys.
It's crazy how that board looks. And
that
yeah,
sounds like it'd be fun.
Yeah,
to see.
I mean, but this is the thing. You pretty much know you're filling in the back end roster players.
Yep.
Special teams help.
Yep.
Developmental guys that, you know what, that you might be afraid to put on the practice squad because somebody might get them.
Mm-hmm.
But the team that's going to go out there and face Pittsburgh is set.
Yeah.
Yeah, that, I mean, those players are –
none of them played on Friday.
Yeah, like you said, the 48 is there.
Yeah.
And now you're going for –
you know who they are.
Yeah, you know who they are. And then you're going for, you know, how many other positions. Also filling out the practice squad and all those different things. But, Friday, it was just one of those things where I saw the first team defense because Falcons got the ball first.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, oh, they're playing the starters.
Huh. I know.
Oh, that's – no, I said no. No, I said that's starting defense. Oh, okay. So I guess they're going to let them play a little something like that. And then I see Trevor Lawrence out there, and I just see Trevor just cutting up stuff. Like, damn.
Yeah. No, I thought – because, kind of watching it, it's not – Falcons starters, those 48 guys we're talking about aren't really playing, so you're not doing that much analysis on it. But it's on, so I'm out of the corner of my eye. I'm like, what? Are they showing a game from last year? Like, what the hell's Trevor Lawrence doing out there? Because nobody knew they were going to play until later in the day Friday. We spent all day Friday talking about it, about how it was going to be,
9-6.
Nobody versus make some nobody, kicks. And maybe Mac Jones gets in the game, but probably not even him. Mac Jones played a ton.
Yeah.
He had 18 attempts in the game. And all of a sudden, there's Trevor Lawrence and his flowing locks just dicing these guys in half. And it's like, man, these guys don't deserve this, man. These guys don't deserve to be treated like this. They put their first team offense in there against, I don't even know what string you would call that for the Falcons.
Mm.
And that's what it's supposed to look like.
Exactly.
So if you're a Jaguars fan, you're happy to know that your first-string offense can do that against those guys. Those guys can say they played against Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah, you can. You can judge yourself by saying that how did I hold up against Jacksonville starting?
They played a lot of their starters on defense.
Yeah, that's what I said. That's how I figured they were playing because I saw Lloyd. Did he get demoted?
Yeah. Nope.
Like, nope. No, they got their guys out there. But, again.
Trayvon Walker's just causing trouble. Like, he looks like he's at Georgia again.
Yeah, he was wrecking shop, man. But you saw a lot I saw the San Francisco 49ers. They played their stars in the third game with a catch by George Kittle. Obviously, we know we'll talk more about this Pittsburgh thing. I think it's, I watched that game. I watched the first quarter of the game. I was like, is that Cordell? You can always tell with Cordell Patterson getting open. That chest come up, them knees start getting high.
He runs like a punt returner.
Yeah. I was like, okay.
It's great. Kick returner.
But yeah, you knew that was going to happen. But preseason's over.
Mercifully.
You got a week of
preseason.
And I don't know how much time they got off, but you got maybe 4 or 5 days of us against us. And then you get into the game planning and everything next week.
Yeah. That's the worst part of it, though. It's like that's what preseason was. And then now there's 2 weeks.
Yeah.
It's like, all right, so cool. We can't even really ramp up talking about Pittsburgh until next week, really. I mean, we will, because that's what it is. But, like, cut downs, you pretty much know. They cut 13 guys yesterday. No real names that you would be surprised by. Obviously, John Paddock, who played a little quarterback in the preseason. I'm not going to disrespect him.
Nope.
I made that mistake one time.
Nope.
Josh Ali, wide receiver. The rest of them, you know. No offense to them, but there was really no chance of any of these guys making the team. They got to get down. Because from 90 to they cut 13, they still got to get down to 53.
Yeah.
So a lot more names will go, and they have till tomorrow, I think, at 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
So and then you do that, and then you see if anybody else cut anybody you like.
Yeah,
maybe you grab them.
And there
I feel like the Falcons aren't really a candidate for that, really. Though
no,
now
I mean,
that they've
you never know. It could
you never
be,
know.
Yeah, that's the thing about it. You never know as far as what you're looking for. Very rarely does it not happen. Very rarely does not a player whatever. Get claimed or picked up by another team that's getting cut. It usually happens to at least one player that's not
you go grab somebody.
Yeah, at least one player I would think that's not
practice
on the Falcons team right now.
Yeah.
And that's the crazy thing about it is because it's easier now because you got so much time with these guys. You know, these guys been here since spring, a lot of them that are getting cut now. You go through training camp with them, you kind of develop them a little bit in your system. So that makes more sense to just keep we know these guys, but it could be somebody else. Maybe somebody you played against in Jacksonville or somebody on one of those squads that you saw do some good things against you. So,
And really, from a Falcons perspective at this point, though, it's like it's a swing tackle. It's a, I don't know, it's a
– a gunner.
Yes, a special teams guy. Or, maybe something in the secondary, maybe. But then there's other teams like – there's other teams that are going to sign cut wide receivers, and those wide receivers are going to play with one. Like, there's teams with bad situations. So, you know, hopefully some of these – maybe Josh Ali or some of these other guys catch on someplace else.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.